Shuster Rav Shlita. So the pasuk says that Yosef HaTzadik gave Teichacha to his brothers. He said, Ani Yosef Ha'oid Avi Chai. And they couldn't answer him. So Chazal say a very powerful statement that if the brothers were not able to answer Yosef when he gave them Teichacha, what are we going to do when we answer the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us Teichacha. So the question is, there's plenty of Teichacha that goes on in Tanakh. What's the limit over here from Yosef's Teichacha? So there's a very, if you picture this situation over here, the brothers were running into problems and they're trying to figure out what's going on. We suspected and the Gansa Maisa. And then when Yosef says, and Yosef, all of a sudden they chap that he's the one that caused everything and they understood the whole situation. That's the Teichacha that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to give us. A person has to realize every situation that he's in, he says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, save me. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam put you in this situation. There's a reason why you're in there. A person comes to Shemayim, he's going to realize, we should realize it now. The Yom HaTeichacha is that everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's not the pshat, this person stands in your way, this situation's in your way, this is difficult. It's all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put it there for you to overcome your nisyonos. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is focused on you. There's many lessons you can take away from the Siyum HaShas. I want to say over something from the Rav Shlita. I was thinking yesterday, what they do is, by the video, they focus on one person. And like I felt bad for the person because he's like he's davening or he's doing something and they always focus on him. But it's a moridical lesson. You can stand between 100,000 people and you can think that you're like bottle amongst the people. It doesn't work like that. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam stands with his video camera and he's focused on you. And no matter how many people are around you, you're not getting lost in the crowd. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam sees you and he sees every move you're making and he knows your kaiches and he knows your talents and he wants you to fulfill your talents. To quote someone that said yesterday, to quote the Pesachah friend, The good is the enemy of the perfect, but the Rav wanted to change that. I drop that. What you think for you is good is the enemy of what you think for you is perfect. Meaning, every person has his individual kaiches. Don't say that for me this is good, or perfect, different madrigas. Realize the Baruch Hashem gave you kaiches, and some people it's a good thing when you get up in the morning. Where does it start? It's very difficult to get up in the morning. But when you realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's video camera is on you, he's not looking at anybody else, he's looking at you, and he wants to see how you're going to get up. Whether a person gets up to do daf yomi, whether a person learns, every chelik in Torah is chashiv. There's no such thing. We go to Siyum HaShas, we appreciate not just the person finishing Shas. We appreciate the concept of Kiyum Chayenu, appreciating the concept of having a Shaychus to Torah, utilizing the Kaychus Moshem gave us for Torah. Every person has to know himself, or he goes over to his Rav, and he discusses what his Kaychus are. For some people, to get out of bed is Daf Yomi, to be Messiah, to finish is Amaradik and Mechayiv. But generally speaking, Torah is Torah, and every word of Torah is perfect. It's not just good, it's perfect. As long as you're doing the Kaychus Moshem gave you, if you think for you it's good, and you don't think it's perfect, your good is the enemy of your perfect. What you think is your good might be your perfect. Maybe you have to be ma'ayin and speak to your other about that. The person should realize that if you utilize the talents of Moshem gave you, and you spend time and put effort into Torah, and take the meridikus iris that we got from the Siyum HaShas, and every person utilize it in his situation. If you want to get up in the morning to learn daf yomi, you want to get up in the morning to learn anything, but put kaychus in. Give it kihem chayenu, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Be'ez Hashem bring us the tremendous bracha, the tremendous shefa that comes from a zah maimed, and we should be zoicha Be'ez Hashem. Ganz klai, so shall we me'achet nochamol, v'sechazeno, yineinu b'shuvcha, l'tziyam b'rachamim, amen v'amen.